over the last two county commissioners' courts. There's been several residents there concerned about the traffic flow through. Really, it's from the Indian Lake subdivision, and they're concerned about construction traffic as much as anything, but also a lot of the residents because the Arrington Road intersection with William Fitch or Highway 40 is problematic at certain times of the day. So a really great shortcut in their minds is to cut through Nantucket, pop out on the Highway 6 frontage road right at the overpass and can go directly north from there or can take a ride and head south. And so we've been out there ever since I met the ladies 2 weeks ago. The sheriff directed us to increase our enforcement in there, and so we've been doing that.
With what kind of success?
Really just for a brief period of time on the mornings of the 16th and the 17th, right after we first met with them. We made 9 traffic stops right at the intersection of Nantucket and Harper's Ferry.
And without totally giving things away, if it's a trade secret, how long or how often will the increased patrol be continuing?
You know, we're going to hit it episodically every day, in the morning and in the evening, for a while. As much as anything, just to get an assessment of the level of violation. You know, one of the big concerns that the residents expressed to me was people running through the four-way stop there. And as much as anything, that's probably what we'll focus on in addition to patrolling the Nantucket subdivision itself. I was out there myself this morning, I didn't get there until around 9 o'clock. And at that point in the morning, Bill, it's pretty quiet. But I suspect from 7:30 to 8:30, and then again in the evening, during the evening business, people coming to and fro, it gets quite a bit busier. When you and I get off the phone, I'm headed out there myself to take an evening look at it.
And I should have asked this after you quantified the number of stops. What were those stops for, if you had that information?
Bill, I don't have that.
But so far, the anecdotal evidence is that it's the four-way stop issue, and I'm guessing, based on what I've heard from residents, people speeding.
Yes, speeding on Harper's Ferry.
For those who may be listening and wondering, well, you know, my part of Brazos County could use a little extra attention as well. How do you all go about making those type of assignments?
You know, Bill, we're very responsive to getting the sheriff's constituents and an email to me, you know, directly, phone call. We'll respond.
And what's that information?
Well, my email is wstewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, at brazoscountytx.gov. Very email friendly, got them with me 24/7, as you well know. And, you know, if there's really, we rely extensively on our residents to tell us what's going on out there. And if they have an issue, don't lament about it. Shoot me an email and we'll respond.